presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. After Jungle Jim and Kolu escaped the trap in the jungle set for them by Doc Beard, who is actually the ringleader of a cutthroat band of saboteurs who planned to blow up the Panama Canal, Jim gave Kolu a small packet and a note with orders to give them to Kitty St. John, who must in turn some way get them to their friend, Colonel Barrett of the Intelligence Department. All night, Kitty has tossed sleeplessly back at Doc Beard's plantation, trying to think of a way to escape its heavily guarded grounds and reach Colonel Barrett. Now in the morning, she sits talking at breakfast with Doc Beard, who still pretends friendship for her.
You look tired this morning, my dear.
I didn't sleep well last night.
I'm sorry to hear that. I so much want you to enjoy your visit here. Perhaps you're worried about something.
Oh, no. I just couldn't seem to get to sleep.
I know. You're worried about your good friend Jungle Jim Bradley, eh?
Well, I would feel better if I could only hear from him. It's been several days since he went into the jungles.
Yes, our good friend Jungle Jim has a way of disappearing into thin air like, smoke. But don't worry, he'll turn up one of these days, and then we'll make sure that he doesn't disappear again, won't we?
Yes.
Haven't you any idea where he might be?
No. No, I haven't the faintest idea.
I wonder where he might have gone. Now, let's see.
Oh, look. Over there.
What is it, Di? I don't see anything.
A bird. A big, beautiful bird, like a rainbow on wings. It just flew back into the jungles.
That's strange. I didn't hear anything, see anything.
It flew so quickly, I just caught a glimpse of it. I wonder what kind of a bird it was.
Well, there are so many strange birds hereabout.
My, what a beautiful morning. You know, Dr. Beard, I'm almost tempted to go for a swim after breakfast.
A swim?
Yes, that's just what I need. I've been cooped up here so long.
Why, my child, you sound almost as if I'd been keeping you a prisoner here.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way, Dr. Beard. But I do need exercise. Otherwise, I'll be losing my girlish figure.
You seem in no danger of losing your figure, my dear.
Anyway, if I don't go before the sun gets too high, it'll be too hot.
Well, perhaps it'd be better to wait until tomorrow.
Oh, but I've got a positive urge to go now.
Of course, you can go for a swim in the lake if you wish, my dear, but I don't think it wise.
Why not?
Well, I don't want to alarm you, but one of the men says he saw something that looked very much like a shark there yesterday.
Did you say a shark?
Now, don't get upset, child. Of course, swimming in the lake at present might not be very safe, but next week I can have some of the men fence off part of the lakeshore so you can swim in safety.
Well, I won't take any chances. I'll be real careful.
You better think twice before you go.
I'll stay in the shallow water. I've always heard sharks can't bite you in shallow water.
I see you have your mind made up.
Oh, I'm a very headstrong woman. Didn't you know? Well, I'll go and get my bathing suit. And then I'll...
Have a nice swim, my dear.
See, Master.
Miss St. John wants to go for a swim in the lake.
Oh?
I told her about the shark, but...
Shark? But, Master...
However, she isn't afraid of the shark. So she's going swimming anyway. I want you to go with her, Pedro. See that she doesn't get into any trouble, understand? Take good care of her.
Si, Master. Pedro, take good care of Missy.
A Undressing hurriedly, Kitty slips on her bathing suit and runs down to the beach, planning to escape by swimming across the lake and then making her way somehow through the jungle to Colonel Barrett. Quickly, Kitty runs to the edge of the pier.
Missy! Missy St. John! Wait! Wait! Missy! Missy! Don't go so far! Missy! Come back! Not safe! Swim out there!
I'm all right, Pedro. I'm a good swimmer.
But not safe out there.
You can go back if you want, Pedro. But I'm going on.
No, Master, he said not go so far out.
But I like it out here. It's cooler.
Missy, come back, please.
Like fun I will. You'll have to come and catch me.
Come back, don't go. Missy, look out, shark! Shark, Missy, come back, quick!
Meanwhile, deep in the shadows of the matted jungle, Kolu has managed to find his way to his master, Jungle Jim, to report.
Tuan Jim.
Kolu. Huh? Kolu, tell me, what happened? Did you get the package and note to Missy St. John all right?
Yes, Tuan. Missy get note.
Good. Can she get away from Doc Beard?
Missy say she have plan.
Well, do you think it'll work? Do you think she'll be able to get that note and package to Colonel Barrett all right?
Kolu hope so, Tuan. But Kolu not think so. Many guards all around plantation. Kolu have hard time get away. Kolu worry about Missy St. John. She only woman.
Yes, I'm worried too, Kolu. But Kitty's just got to get word of what's going on here to Colonel Barrett. He's got to know that this pretender, this kindly old Doc Beard, is really in cahoots with his gang of saboteurs led by J7, whoever he is.
Yes, Tuan. Doc Beard be bad man.
Yes, and somehow, we've got to find out just what the connection is between Doc Beard and that mysterious saboteur J7. Kolu, what's that?
Kolu, no, Tuan.
Seems to be coming this way. Quick, Kolu, hide in here.
Yeah. Yes, Tuan.
Nobody see us now, maybe?
There. Look, Kolu. Through the trees. Some of Doc Beard's friendly Indians.
These Indian no got bow and arrow. Got big boxes on back.
Right. They're porters. Wonder what they're carrying, Kolu. Come on. We better follow them.
Maybe better not follow Indians, Tuan Jim. Maybe more better go other way.
Look, Kolu. That file of Indian porters are going into the secret cave here in the jungle.
They get fooled. No can go far in cave. Tunnel all cave in.
Yes, I know that. Look, Kolu. They're using another entrance to the cave. One I never even knew existed. Gosh, I wonder what they're up to.
Kolu not know, Tuan. They bad people.
You stay here and watch, Kolu.
Where you go, Tuan Jim?
I'm going to follow those Indians into that cave and find out what they've got in those boxes they're carrying on their backs.
Tuan Jim.
Keep a sharp watch, Kolu.
While Jim slowly worms his way through the thick jungle growth toward the secret cave, back on Gatton Lake, two Canal Zone police are cruising on their regular daily rounds of the lake.
Some life.
Yeah.
We cruise down one shore of Gatton Lake, and then when we get to the end, we cruise up the other shore once a day, every day, 7 days a week. And nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
Some life.
Well, don't feel so sorry for yourself, Dave. Someday, something may happen. Yes, indeed. You know, there are a lot of guys that would like to plant some dynamite in these locks and blow up the canal. That'd leave us in a nice fix with half the fleet on one side of the country and half on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd mean our battleships would have to go all the way down the east coast of South America.
Yeah?
And clean around Cape Horn and back up the other side to get from the Atlantic to the Pacific.
Yeah, or vice versa. Nice trip.
Hey, Don.
Huh? What is it?
Is that a girl swimming over there, or am I just seeing things?
A girl? It's a girl, all right, yeah. And you are seeing things. See over there? A guy swimming along behind her.
Yeah, there's two of them, all right. Looks like they're having a race.
Yeah, I guess we came along just in time to play referee.
Hey.
What?
Look at this. You see that fin cut the water?
I suppose you're going to be telling me there are sharks in this lake.
Well, if that ain't a shark, then I'm a sunstruck son of a baboon. Look, there it goes again.
Good Lord, you're right, and it's heading right for that girl. Step on it, Dave.
You bet.
Hey, look at that. That shark's traveling like a flash of lightning. Hurry. Can you give any more?
Help!
Boy, that shark just missed her that time.
I'm coming.
Look, there he goes.
Here he comes again.
I'll try to put the boat in between him and the girl. Here, cover him with that machine gun, Don.
Yeah, okay.
All right, set. Now let him have it, Don.
Yeah. That's the stuff. I guess that settled him.
All right. Now then, come on. That's enough. Let's pick up the girl before she faints.
Okay.
Can you make it, sister? We'll be around. Hold it. Here. Now, we're coming up. Just stay on the surface, girl. All right, come on, Don. Give me a hand. We'll haul her up into the boat.
Yeah, okay. And you said nothing ever happens around here.
All right. Okay, up you come.
There you are.
That's the stuff.
Take it easy. Feel all right now, sister?
Yeah. Yes, I'm all right.
I guess we just about got here in time.
Yeah, lucky for you, we happened to be cruising this way.
I hoped you'd be making your rounds.
Well you did.
Yes. I planned to swim out and meet your launch.
Oh, now listen, sister, don't tell us you staged this whole thing.
No, I didn't plan on the shark.
I'll bet you didn't.
Here, quick.
Huh?
Take this letter.
Huh?
Don't let anybody see you.
Hey, what's the big idea? What are you trying to pull on us, sister?
I'm not trying to pull anything on you. This is serious. You've got to see that this letter gets to Colonel Barrett as quickly as possible. Please. It's terribly important.
Kitty has been saved by the canal police in the nick of time. But will the letter Jim gave her to get to Colonel Barrett, will it get there in time? What's in this letter, and why is Jim so anxious for Colonel Barrett to get it? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventures and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie and the little king and the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this station. Be sure to tune in.